we're going to continue to get these storms, and we've had quite a number of them now in the past where people have been left, as you say, without electricity and without water supply, which is very serious. And we know in my own area here and in other areas in Leitrim, people were left without electricity for over a week. Now, this is unacceptable, because if it's the case that the wires, you know, trees are planted close to these overhead wires, then the government need to take, the department and the minister and the government, they need to take action, you know, be proactive about it now in between storms, and work with and make sure that Caoilte and the private forestry companies, that they do something to, you know, see that these trees are removed. It may take some time, but I think a start needs to be made. We can't have a situation where Caoilte know that their trees are overhanging on power lines and the private forestry companies. And I listened to a report some time ago where Caoilte, you know, were saying that it was a matter for the ESB. And I think it's a matter for both companies to come together. And not only just come together, but I think the government need to compel them.
Yes, there needs to be some joined up thinking on this. And I, as recently as last week, met some ESB personnel that were out, despite the roads being bad, they were out patrolling areas, checking areas to see where these trees were hanging over power lines to try and identify future problems. So if the ESB know that they exist, that information should be passed on to the forestry companies, and you would expect that they should be forced to act.
Well, absolutely, and I'd have to say and to commend the ESB power crews during all this, because they were out, you know, day and night, and they were doing a fantastic job. They were getting it back as quickly as they could. We need to include in this Irish Water as well. If there are going to be power outages, you know, they need to have their generators ready to roll. I mean, we know in some cases where they had generators, but they weren't wired up.